And here is the Writer's Almanac for Friday. It's the 19th of June, 2015. Juneteenth, also known as Freedom Day or Emancipation Day. It was on this day, 1865, Galveston, Texas, Union soldiers arrived, and General Gordon read the Emancipation Proclamation. It's the birthday of the mathematician Blaise Pascal, born in Clermont-Ferrand, France, 1623. By the time he was 19, he'd perfected the first mechanical calculator. In the field of physics, he discovered that air has weight and proved that vacuums are possible in nature. In mathematics, he founded the theory of probabilities and developed an early form of integral calculus. He also invented the syringe and the hydraulic press. But he was torn between his scientific life and his spiritual life. And when he was 23, he felt the need to withdraw from the world, devote his life to God. He returned to religion after a mystical conversion, entered an abbey in 1655, lived as a hermit, and produced his great work of religious philosophy, the Pensées. It's the birthday of Greil Marcus, born in San Francisco, 1945, author of Music Criticism and editor of A New Literary History of America. And it's the birthday of the novelist Salman Rushdie, born in Bombay, 1947, who, when he was 40, published a novel, The Satanic Verses, banned in India, burned throughout the Muslim world. The Ayatollah Khomeini announced that Rushdie should be sentenced to death for blasphemy, and Rushdie had to go into hiding until the death sentence was finally lifted in 1998. It's the anniversary of the passage of the Civil Rights Act of 1964, which prohibited discrimination based on race, color, religion, or national origin in employment, voting, and the use of public facilities. Here's a poem for today by Mona Van Dyne, In Bed with a Book. In police procedurals, they're dying. All over town, the life ripped out of them by gun, bumper, knife, hammer, dope, etc., and no clues at all. All through the book, the calls come in, body found in bed, car, street, lake, park, garage, library, and someone goes out to look and write it down. Death begins life's whole routine to do in these stories of our fellow citizens. Nobody saw it happen, or everyone saw, but can't remember the car. What difference does it make when the child will never fall in love, the girl will never have a child, the man will never see a grandchild, the old maid will never have another cup of hot cocoa at bedtime? Like life, the dead are dead, their consciousness, as dear to them as mine to me, snuffed out. What has mind to do with this when the earth is bereaved? I lie with my dear ones, holding a fictive umbrella, while around us falls the real and acid rain. The handle grows heavier and heavier in my hand. Unlike life, tomorrow night, under the bed lamp, by a quick link of thought, someone will find out why, and the policemen and their wives and I will feel better. But all that's toward the end of the book. Meantime, tonight, without a clue, I enter sleep's little rehearsal. In Bed with a Book, a poem by Mona Van Dyne from Near Change, published by Knopf and used by permission here on the Writer's Almanac, supported by the Poetry Foundation, offering poetry podcasts to listen to and thousands of poems to read at poetryfoundation.org. And by the Mosaic Foundation of Rita and Peter Hayden, based in Ann Arbor, honoring the literary arts and the universe of great ideas. Produced by Joy Biles, assisted by Teresa Burgess. Be well, do good work, keep in touch.